Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 4 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the night is warm and clear, with a gentle breeze sweeping through Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Eilat enjoys mild conditions, making it a pleasant evening to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran has rejected demands to stop uranium enrichment and funding Hezbollah following failed negotiations in Pakistan. That's from Walla, reported earlier today. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu states the war in Lebanon is ongoing, with operations inside the security zone. This comes from Ynet, reported earlier this morning. Also this hour, Benny Sabati warns Iran might have sleeper agents following what appears to be a breakdown in U.S.-Iran negotiations. That's from Mariv, coming in earlier today. Separately, Iran's fragile ceasefire is under threat as the IDF continues its operations against Hezbollah. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. This is from Forward, reported earlier. And finally, in France, a 9-year-old boy was found in horrific conditions, locked up for a year and a half in a van. French police rescued him. Israel Hayom reported this just in. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East_24 reported just minutes ago that a call from MBS influenced Trump's decision on the Iran war, leading to a temporary ceasefire with Saudi incentives. Jacobi posted just now about Trump's 2011 stance on military action against Iran, questioning his ties to Netanyahu. Robin J. Brooks posted recently about how a blockade has collapsed Iran's imports due to lack of cash from oil exports. Let's go deeper. Starting with Iran's refusal in negotiations. According to Walla, a senior American official confirmed that Iran is determined to keep enriching uranium and funding Hezbollah. This comes after talks in Pakistan failed. The ongoing enrichment heightens regional tensions, affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to operations in Lebanon. Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized that military actions are still necessary to address security threats. The focus remains on stopping infiltration and missile threats. This continued conflict underscores the ongoing instability in the region. Meanwhile, Benny Sabati's comments, as reported by Mariv, highlight concerns about Iran possibly having sleeper agents. This raises security alarms amid stalled negotiations with the U.S. Such threats could have significant implications for regional security and intelligence operations. Separately, the fragile ceasefire between the U.S.-Israel and Iran is at risk, as reported by Forward. With Vice President J.D. Vance heading to Pakistan for talks, efforts continue for a permanent resolution. The Strait of Hormuz's closure impacts global oil routes, emphasizing the conflict's global reach. Finally, the harrowing case in France involves a 9-year-old boy found in dire conditions, as Israel Hayom reports. The child's rescue from a van highlights severe neglect and has shocked communities worldwide. It underscores the importance of vigilance in child welfare. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Mariv Business, Asia now dominates half of the world's economy, with China's rise surpassing the US. This highlights a significant shift in global economic power. Separately, CTEC shares insights from the Growth Plus project. Mika Kaufman of Fiverr discusses how sudden success can lead to business challenges. This offers valuable lessons for startups navigating rapid growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports on lifestyle products, like a unique hairbrush and kitchen pot set, promising to enhance daily life. These innovations reflect the continuous evolution of consumer goods. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.